An independent panel's findings are calling into serious question several benchmarks that had been set by NASA. Exactly what will be done with the recommendations now put forward by the Human Spaceflight Plan Committee, really kind of up to the White House, but the panel's given the Obama administration plenty to think about, plenty for NASA to think about, too. Doc Merrilson is a senior advisor at NASA's Public Affairs Office. He joins us now live to talk about the work of the panel and NASA's response to it and what happens next. Mr. Merrilson, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having us.
So what does happen next? We've gotten these recommendations from the panel. I guess they're not formal yet. That comes out maybe next week. But what happens now?
Well, the panel really didn't make recommendations. They presented a series of options to the administration. The administration will review them and hopefully set our future policy from there.
And so give folks some of the idea how this panel came about and why NASA asked them to sort of go and ask some of these questions.
Well, the panel came about by a request from the White House to review existing policies and human spaceflight, manned human spaceflight plans for the future. Typical of a new administration to review various programs and policies. NASA was asked to administer the panel. The committee was formed under the Federal Advisory Committee Act as an independent agency, which would report directly to the White House. They were given 3 months to review existing plans and to create a series of options to present to the administration about where they think the future is going when it comes to manned spaceflight.
One of the things that was said about the work of this committee, of this panel, is that it could turn everything at NASA, the whole space program, upside down. There was a lot of talk about how this could change for the next 2 decades, how things might have to work at NASA, both for the feds and the contractors who work for them. What's your take? You're at NASA. Tell us.
Well, I think that's a real stretch of the imagination. Their primary role was to review human spaceflight. You know, the aerospace side of NASA, the science side, the space science side, not necessarily affected by the committee. Human spaceflight and policy for space exploration is certainly on the table, and that could take any number of directions depending on how the administration and the Congress wants to support exploration.
And so what are the next steps here in terms of implementing some of the ideas thought in there? This goes to the White House. Any indication as to when a decision, some decisions might be made?
Well, I think that's going to be budget driven. The committees was tasked with getting their options to the White House by the 31st of August. And it looks like they'll probably make that deadline. What the administration does with their recommendations, I think, will affect the budget from 2011 out. I don't know how far out. I think that's going to be up to them. And that will affect exactly what happens with the manned space program.
Well, there's no question that putting a human being in space is extremely expensive. Can NASA afford it?
Well, I think that's a call for the administration and the Congress to make. The committee's opinion was under the present policy and the present vision for space exploration that it was not obtainable under the budget within the timelines that had been originally thought out. One of the committee's options they presented was going along with the present program, but just slowing things down to meet the funding. What the administration, you know, does to speed up or not speed up or to retain a human spaceflight program is yet to be seen.
I see. So from your perspective, it's the panel's decisions or not the recommendations, because you said they're not recommendations, but what the panel found then is if you want to keep this timeline, you're going to have to give NASA more money. They're not going to be able to keep the timeline, or you're going to have to move back the timeline to meet the funding that you're willing to give NASA.
Basically, one of the panel's bottom line statements that came out of the last public meeting was the panel acknowledged that none of their options or what they felt were any of the existing options were doable within the next decade at the present budget levels.
And the report is not, even the draft report is not made public yet, or is it made public?
It is not. The panel is tasked with giving their report to the administration. It'll be an administration decision on how and when or when anything from that final report is made public.
And so, but there is a website around this this committee, and they have a lot of the discussion that's happened is all posted there. In the end, is this helpful for to have this kind of panel sort of take a step back and look at these issues, or does it end up almost being a distraction?
I think it's very helpful. I'm sure the administration will find it very helpful. And these type of panels are not out of the ordinary within a new administration or at certain waypoints along programs. The manned exploration program is a long-term vision, and there has to be review points along the way. And you look at the members of this committee and the expertise that they brought to the table as an independent operation, I think it'll be extremely helpful to the administration as well as NASA.
So let's look at the timeline then. You say that we have to wait and see what Congress decides to do with it and what the president decides to do with it. And as we know, Congress is sort of bogged down with the whole health care debate. You've got summer break right on top of us. So are you concerned at all? Is it just a matter of keep on keeping on until you get some sort of word from the White House? What happens now?
Well, you know, I think every agency within the government is always concerned about budget. And since this is a long-term program, we're certainly concerned about meeting certain benchmarks and milestones. NASA was given the instructions to proceed as normal business while this committee was doing their work, and that's what's happening. The Constellation program, which is the new manned spaceflight program, is rolling along. We have several tests coming up, various equipment tests. So until the administration changes direction, if they choose to do that, it's business as usual. But of course, looking ahead to future budgets, there's always trepidation about how you'll be able to sustain any kind of momentum.